This is Tech News Briefing. I'm Charlie Turner at the Wall Street Journal in New York. Google is buying Fitbit, and we'll explore what that means for collecting users' health and wellness data. First, here are some tech headlines. California's Attorney General says the state is investigating Facebook's privacy practices in a lawsuit that accuses the tech giant of failing to adequately comply with information requests that the company said it has satisfied. AG Javier Becerra said Wednesday that he asked the San Francisco Superior Court to force Facebook to comply with subpoenas that were issued in June. California prosecutors began probing Facebook in 2018, shortly after the company said data from as many as 87 million users may have been improperly shared with Cambridge Analytica, a British political consulting firm that worked on President Trump's 2016 campaign and has since shut down. Facebook responded, saying it's cooperated extensively with the investigation and has provided thousands of pages of written responses and hundreds of thousands of documents. News Corp, the owner of the Wall Street Journal, has a commercial agreement to supply news through Facebook. Republican Senator Marco Rubio is urging the Pentagon to remove Chinese-made surveillance cameras that have raised national security concerns. In a letter to Defense Secretary Mark Esper, Rubio asked how the Pentagon is complying with a purchasing ban on Chinese surveillance cameras that came into force in August. He wants the department to take down existing cameras made by two Chinese technology companies. Last month, the Wall Street Journal reported there are still 2,700 of these devices in use at U.S. government installations. A Pentagon spokeswoman said the department would respond directly to Rubio, but offered no further comment. Voters in Jersey City, New Jersey, overwhelmingly approved a ballot measure this week for tighter regulations on Airbnb and other short-term rentals. It was the latest blow to Airbnb, which spent more than $4 million fighting the measure. The new rules go into effect in January. They will require that owners of short-term rentals apply for a permit. They also set caps on the size and number of units that can be used for short-term rentals. A property can be rented for up to 60 days a year if the owner isn't physically on the site. Renters would also be barred from using their units as short-term rentals under the proposed ordinance. Last week, Fitbit, the wearables device maker, agreed to be acquired by Google for $2.1 billion. How does this deal benefit both companies, especially when it comes to collecting real-time user data? We're joined by the Wall Street Journal's Sarah E. Needleman. Sarah, let's start with Google, the acquirer. I assume it made the deal to become a major player in health data. Is that right?
That is correct. It went from really having no presence at all in the healthcare space to becoming, as you said, a major player pretty much overnight.
How does it plan to make this happen?
With the deal, it acquires, Fitbit, which is a company that makes fitness bands that collect a wealth of real-time user data on things like, heart rates, body temperature, and the like. So with that data in hand, Google could potentially try to monetize it, probably through partnerships with pharmaceutical or healthcare companies to come up with ways to develop new healthcare services or products.
But isn't a big worry that Google will use health and wellness data along with location data collected by Fitbit for ads sold by its platform?
Well, Google has said that, and both Google and Fitbit in separate announcements said that their health user health and wellness data will not be used for ads sold by Google's large digital ad distribution platform. But, Fitbit does collect metrics that have nothing to do with health and wellness, such as, location data. And advertising doesn't preclude Google from tying Fitbit devices closer to other hardware that the company makes, or maybe folding user information into Google's artificial intelligence operation. So there are other potential ways that Google could make use of this trove of data being collected through Fitbit's devices.
It's my understanding that Fitbit has really struggled to grow its business and expand beyond wearable devices. How does the sale to Google really help Fitbit?
Well, Fitbit's stock has shrunk tremendously since going public, and so it was really struggling to get by. They've reported losses for the last several quarters. Fitbit was a pioneer in this space, but unfortunately, they started attracting competitors because that's what happens when you're first to market. And then on top of that, those competitors were offering similar products for cheaper prices, maybe not quite as beefy in their offerings, but less expensive. And then Fitbit was also slow to adapt to the smartwatch economy. You got players like Apple coming in, that allow you to stream music, send text messages, or give directions on your wrist. And Fitbit has added those features, but it took them a long time to do that. And so they lost market share as a result. Now they have the weight of a large company behind them. And, you know, certainly the resources that come with having a very wealthy parent company.
Sarah, you quote one analyst in the story as saying it's early in the monetization of this data, but it will help drive better health outcomes. I'm wondering how that's exactly going to happen.
So, well, this analyst believes that Google and Fitbit will partner with healthcare companies to make use of that data to better treat people who suffer from chronic conditions such as diabetes, for example, or sleep apnea. And so he's has a positive outlook that this is information, this is data that has been very difficult for companies to collect. You know, in the past, we haven't really had a situation where people are walking around 24/7 with bands on their wrists collecting this kind of data. So we're getting like troves and troves of information that wasn't necessarily easily attainable by healthcare companies before. So with that, they may be able to come up with better products that help people deal with chronic conditions and just live healthier lives, period.
The Wall Street Journal's Sarah E. Needleman joining us. Thanks a lot.
My pleasure.
And that's Tech News Briefing. I'm Charlie Turner for The Wall Street Journal.